A member of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Food and Agriculture and Cocoa Affairs, Bright Demoji, has bemoaned the low human resource for the management of the fisheries subsector in the country. He noted that while government is investing heavily in the fisheries sector, the lack of capacity for the management of the facilities poses a challenge to the sustainability and growth of aquaculture, both inland and marine. Mr. Demoji called for concrete steps to build the expertise of people in the fisheries subsector to ensure value for money.
To manage and promote sustainable fisheries and aquaculture, we need to ensure there is a sufficient research base. We have technical support services and regulations and institutional capacity to be able to manage the resources of this fisheries industry very effectively. But my concern is that if you look at fisheries resources management, we are having a serious problem. The major one is the lack of human resource base to manage fisheries resources in this country. If you look across the length and breadth of this country, we don't have an institution to train experts in fisheries resources management. I'm talking about issues with regard to fisheries resources, both in marine and inland, to ensure that we have guaranteed production for food security and even the infrastructure base that we have. I'm talking about, for instance, the government intends to construction of 10 key fish processing factories at Elmina, the central region. The question then is, do we have the human resource base to manage these facilities and resources? The answer is no, because there are no institutions set up to train people in the center to manage those resources. That's how come you see government investing a lot of resources in these areas, and the management of it becomes a major problem. If you come to the area of aquaculture, we may have a very good intention, but the difficulty is that we have the human resource base to be able to manage the hatcheries.
What is the Center for Scientific Research and all the research institutes that we have at the University of Ghana, a whole department for agriculture, and agriculture includes fisheries? Are you saying that the programs pursued in some of these institutions does not take into consideration fisheries as a component of the agri sector?
Yes, you see, the fisheries sector itself needs, you may have a general knowledge about the fisheries industry, but when it comes to specific issues, especially, for instance, understanding even the capacity of the fishermen and the fisher folks themselves, is another problem. If you come to the area of monitoring and control and surveillance, you know that the Fishery Act of 2002, which is the regulation 2002, needs to be reviewed, because all the issues that are happening in the fishing sector are modern, because even our fisher folk themselves are not well trained. That is how come they continue to engage themselves in a lot of activities. When you come to a fishing community, they have a structure on their own. But the question we ask ourselves is that, why is it that on daily basis, fishermen are involving themselves in a lot of malpractices that are endangering the species themselves, which they themselves become the livelihood for themselves? The answer is very simple, that because the capacity of the fisher folks are not improved, or there are no training facilities for the fisher folks. It is because of the capacity of our institution to be able to translate those knowledge to our fisher folks, to be able to get the necessary benefit from their occupation. That's why on a daily basis, government needs to spend a lot of resources roaming in our beaches to ensure that there's maximum surveillance. And I'm saying that if we can build up the capacity of our local fisher folks, if we can build up the capacity of those involved in the processing of our fish resources, then all these problems will be over.
Mr. Demoji also called for work on the fisheries college to be expedited to train more people in the industry.
I'm calling for the government to speed up the construction of the Anamabu College quickly, and then we can have a lot of in-service training, not necessarily with people who are having degree, because most of our fishmongers and fishermen who indulge in these businesses don't need so much. 3 to 4 months in-service training, 2 to 3 weeks training, short courses, can help boost up the capacity of our fishermen and fisher folks. Because what they see is that on a daily basis, they see foreigners, trawlers, who comes and use a modern means of fishing. And because they don't have that capacity, they tend to use all kind of means of fishing. Then it comes to the difficulties where the police have to chase them and all that. But if we improve their capacity and we teach them a modern way of fishing, then they can also be able to lift themselves up and match the standard of the foreigners and then the fishing trawlers. And that will even improve their capacity. And because those things are not there, they are forced to do certain things that goes against the laws of this country.
That was Bright Demoji, a member of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Food, Agriculture and Cocoa Affairs.